Another concern that's been picked up is that there could be a massacre in this country because firearms are not checked properly because of the process of licensing them. Is that a concern in Warwickshire and West Mercia?
Well, clearly, I mean, that's a very emotive term, and thankfully such incidents are extremely rare, and certainly that is the case within Warwickshire and West Mercia. And what I would say is this review gives us an opportunity to once again review our practices. We're looking to invest further into our firearms licensing unit. We're looking to modernise some of our processes, so for example online applications, and we recognise that this is always work in progress. We recognise there's areas for improvement, but fundamentally, as I said, the vast majority of people hold the firearm legitimately, and thankfully we don't have anything near the massacre as you describe.
So a massacre's not a risk because of these weaknesses, these areas that you need to improve on?
Well, clearly, risk can never truly be eliminated. But what I would say is as I said, we have.
But it's not because of the weaknesses the report's identified.
Well,
it
clearly,
won't be because of that.
There are areas for improvement within the report, and we've taken those in the spirit of which they're written. And clearly, we'll do our very best to take those recommendations forward. What I would say, as I said, is we've got a team of over 30 people who are hard-working people who every day are looking at risk, looking to make the right decisions and looking to keep the public safe.
So the Derek Bird case, for example, in Cumbria is mentioned in this HMIC report. I mean, when that happened, what did you think? I mean, knowing what you know about the force you work with, were you concerned that might not have been Cumbria, it might have been Warwickshire or West Mercia?
Well, clearly, as a senior police officer and indeed a member of the public, you know, anybody would be concerned about a tragedy on such a large scale. But without getting into the detail of that particular case, clearly that was some time ago, and clearly in line with this report, actually, you know, forces continually review their processes and practices, and that tragic incident in Cumbria obviously caused all forces to stop and think. But as I said, it was some time ago, and we're looking to move forward now and build on a solid base and reassure the public that the vast majority of licence holders hold the gun legitimately, are responsible people, and we'll do our very best to keep the public safe.